Truck Chat Freestyle for Saturday, August 16th, 2014. You know, everybody's got their own little intro or something, and I could probably do something with Audacity, but maybe I'll experiment. Just see how it goes. Something like, dun-dun-dun. Truck Chat Freestyle for Saturday, August 16th, 2014. Woo! Okay, that's one try. See what you like. We'll try others. See how that goes. I am back in Appleton. And the flight back was rather interesting because it never fails that whenever I get breakfast at the airport, because I had an 8 a.m. flight, I got upgraded to first class. And, of course, they have food for you also. And that just means that I didn't have to buy breakfast. Now, not that I'm complaining about getting upgraded to first class. That's always a nice thing. Just be a little nicer to find out than 2 minutes before we start boarding, here's a new boarding pass, because they couldn't sell 8 of the 16 first-class seats. So, yeah, first world problem there. I did buy Wi-Fi on the way home, which I normally don't do, but given the extensive list of tasks I have for the class that I just made up, you know what? I'm going to sit on a toolbox, since there's not much else to sit on out here. I bought the Wi-Fi and started making revisions. I did that on the flight from San Diego to Minneapolis. Sat next to a nice gentleman, and we had a very nice conversation for a while. Then I put on my headphones and got to work. Most of the time, I was rebuilding a virtual server in the cloud because the one that we normally did, then we say, hey, look over there. What do you see on that server? Well, I was trying to install some additional software, and it got a little messed up. So while I was in the air, I just think this is a cool thing now. While I was in the air, I sent an email off to the other instructor who provisions the machines and said, John, I need another one. I screwed that one up. So in a few minutes, he cranks up a new Windows machine, and I'm putting applications on it and rebuilding it for our lab exercises in the class. Welcome to the future. This is just kind of cool. We got home last night and was invited out. Actually, earlier in this week we were invited out, but it was for Friday night on a boat ride on the Fox River with a high school friend of mine and her husband. They have a 18, 20, 22-foot fiberglass. Was it outboard? Might have been inboard, outboard. Stern IO drive, whatever it is. I have been out of small boats for too long. And they took us up and down the river for a little bit, just kind of puttering along. We got up some waves for a while because some people had some jet skis and would like to hit the larger waves. I got a little video of that. Maybe I'll post that on the Dog Days feed. It's just nice. This is the first time since we've lived here in 25 years that we've been on a boat ride on the Fox. And I just thought, wow. You know, A, that's astonishing that it took us this long. B, it's so nice to have friends like that. We just feel so blessed. After dinner, we stopped off at the yacht club. Don't be thinking this is anything fancy and, you know, white jacket and tails. I was in shorts and a polo, and that's what they said was okay. This was a very informal, laid-back, more like a marina with a restaurant attached. You know, one of those restaurants that you kind of get at the end of a golf game. So there was a nice bar. There was a little dining room area. If you want, you can use it for wedding receptions and whatnot. Beautiful patio. They remodeled it a couple of years ago. Lovely scenery. Oh my gosh, it was just such a beautiful night last night. Calm water. Sunset going down. The service was terrible. Well, that was part of the charm, I guess. We didn't care because this is our last chance we'll get to sit and talk with Heidi and Andy. There's a lot of lasts going in here and a lot of lasts going through my head as these days before moving wind down. So last time I'll probably go through Minneapolis-St. Paul because we'll be going direct to Atlanta Dragon Con, and I don't think there's any travel between Dragon Con and moving. At least I haven't heard of any, but as I told Craig this morning, yesterday, get used to things happening at the last minute in this company. Sometimes they do. He got asked to be out in San Diego on the 25th, and it's the 16th today. So a week from Monday, basically in a week, for a two-day summit. And he's got customer stuff scheduled up that far, and 2 days of time off for DragonCon, like I do. So I said, respectfully decline, use the customer card, and say, I'm sorry, I can't make it. I've got PTO and a bunch of other things. So that was fun being out on the river last night. The iPad has been found. Woohoo! Ding, 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 ding. Bang on the toolbox, I guess. The iPad has been found. It was in the mudroom closet on the second shelf underneath the computer bag. I vaguely recall putting it there. So that is the second place I checked. The first place was in the box of electronic stuff going to DragonCon. Now, before we had our open house, I remember, I don't want this thing just laying around. I have to put it somewhere. Thought I put it in my computer bag. Obviously, I did not. But I wanted it out of sight, so I put it in the closet up on the top shelf. Donna probably didn't check there, didn't see it there, because it was fairly well concealed, unless you know specifically what you're looking at. So, it has been found, and I need it for DragonCon, because I have a soundboard app on there. But I also need it for work. I need it for the live show. Let's stick with DragonCon for a minute here. Need it for the live show, for the soundboard. And it is time to pack for DragonCon. Yes, it's a little over a week away. Oh, wait, first I have to pack for taking Lisa to college. Wow, things happen too fast. Maybe I just set aside the DragonCon clothes and equipment and things. Oh, good, it's finally raining. I was just complaining that it wasn't. Yeah, I complain every once in a while. We need rain bad. Good. It's raining. I like it. Of course, I also have the sunroom open, so let's go close the sunroom. Come on. The fake blood came in. Here's another one of those funny marital stories. It was $5. Got it with Amazon Prime, so it was free shipping 2 days later. And I got fake blood. And Donna said, what's that? I said, woohoo, it's my fake blood. And she said, we already have some fake blood. I said, we do? From what? I forgot that a few Halloweens ago, I dressed up as, I went to the karate school Halloween party with just a ninja star in my head. And I needed blood for that. And apparently that's been kicking around here and turned up as we clean things out and sort things out. She didn't throw it out, she thought she did, but it was still in one of our bathroom closets. So now I have two fake bloods. I think one is a little more runny than the other, so this may actually work well. It makes something look a little congealed. This is for my unfortunate red shirt costume with the knife in the head. Yeah, I got to put some blood down the side of my face, maybe put some blood at the base of the at the knife, along the edge of the knife, something to make it look better. What else do we have here on the show notes? Show notes again, yes. Show notes can be found in my right hand. I won't be putting them on the website. It'll be more of a bullet list like usual. Related to the move, though, I need the audio equipment. I had to go. This is tied back to finding the iPad because I need the iPad for work. And I think it was Tuesday night or Wednesday night at the Marriott. I was just about to fall asleep, and my brain went, "Hey, stupid! You need the iPad for your live show on Monday for work." And of course, that wakes me up and goes, ah! Because I do a monthly podcast for our customers on Google Plus Hangouts with my coworker, Andrew Kincaid. And I remembered that I not only need the iPad, but I need my audio equipment that I just packed up last weekend. But thank you to Diligence on Packing and barcoding and putting things in Evernote. I just went into Evernote and I said, Mixer. Search for Mixer. It found it in my Phoenix folder with the right tags and a picture. And I went, yes, that's the box I want. I said, good, go get box 79. And since it was one of the more recent boxes put into the storage unit, it was near the front. So I went and got it. Now, I also had to go and tape up a couple of boxes that I found were a little loose and open, especially the one that I had to go rescue the plumber's putty from. And then I forgot the tape. So I had to make a second trip back and go tape up those boxes. But I also found a fatal flaw in the way that we're closing up our Rubbermaid buckets with the shrink wrap
going around the top and bottom and sides and around and around and around. Because if you start moving the shrink wrap around, it touches the floor, it wears through, and it will pop off, and now the lid could pop off. So we have to watch out for that. Okay, over to the move column, the moving project. Had a man stop by. I was cutting grass because our lawn mowing kid didn't respond to my text message if he can cut. He may be on vacation with his family, who knows where, but he did not respond. So out there cutting grass, man in a big white pickup truck stops by and says, "How much are you asking?" So I told him the price. He said, "How many square feet?" I told him all the specs, gave him some of the highlights of the features, and he smiled and said thanks, and I said, "Well, thanks for stopping by. We'll see what happens. But maybe I should just sit outside with a smile on my face and invite people in, take a look. Who knows?" The check for the Arizona roof, we had roof damage from a recent storm, and the insurance people got us our check this week. So I just left a voicemail on funny timing. No, actually, it's not funny. They probably purposely do this like the people around here do. After a hailstorm, you'll often see people come around and say, "Hey, can we give you an estimate for your roof or inspect it to see if it's damaged enough to replace the roof?" That kind of thing. The people in Phoenix must do the same thing because they noticed the lovely blue tarps on part of my roof and left a door hanger on there. 602-something-something-something roof. So Michael went over to check the pool, said, "Hey, your pool's nice and green again after the storms." Not surprising. Then he texted me a little later. Not just a little green, this thing looked like the Chicago River on St. Patrick's Day green. It was swamp green. Didn't have things floating in it. But what he did find at the bottom of the suction intake was a dead bird that was screwing up the sucker. So the sucker wasn't working. The cleaning thing that moves around and goes kind of creeps around the pool. Well, there was a bird in it. So he cleaned that out. I said, "Michael, we owe you because you're paying our water bill and things right now, especially with a leak." He goes, "Don't worry, I have an idea." And that got us on a whole different side tangent. But he sent me a link to an Amazon purchase and said, "Just buy me this." And I pull it up, and it's a nice computer monitor studio desk for about $500. And I said, "Donna, you think we can do this?" He goes, "Yeah, sure." And she said, "Yeah, we can do that," because he's been keeping an eye on things and inspecting and meeting with roofers and just great guy, great guy. I can buy him a desk and not pay for water bills and things. That's a pretty good deal in my opinion, because it's not only just the money, it's his time. That's worth a whole lot. Where was I? I was about to go down a side tangent and then forgot it. Okay, lop that branch off the tree. The drama this morning, Donna told me when I got off the plane and into her car, she said, "Oh, the van won't start." Okay, now we have a dead vehicle. And the first reaction I have is, good gravy. Does anything stay sane in this world? Pool, roof, car, it just never ends. There are some stable times. I'll let you know when I hit one. So I said, it's probably something minor. Let's take a look. So this morning I took a look, and I was going to bike to karate. And Donna stops me at the last second and goes, wait. Julie's taking my car to Madison today, which would leave us with no vehicles because Donna or Lisa was nowhere to be found. Can we try to fix the van? Well, the van is parked in the middle of a two-car garage, and there's not quite room to get her little Toyota Matrix in there also. But we tried, and it was a close fit. There was probably 2 inches on one side and 1 inch on the other. But we got her car nosed into the garage, and I've got really long jumper cables. See, they're right here in this big bucket. Pulled them out, and it was just a dead battery. I mean, it was completely dead. No dome light, no nothing, no ding, ding, ding when you put the key in and open the door. It was dead. So we jumped it up, ran the van for about a half hour. Things are good, except my dashboard's lit up like a Christmas tree, so I think something needs resetting. I may drive over to the Toyota dealership and say, "Hey, what's this all about? Can you fix it?" and not run into a $1,200 bill. We'll see how that goes. So fortunately, this was an easy fix. I told you my initial reaction, but what came out of my mouth was, "Yeah, we can take a look at that," because I was tired. And then we went on that boat ride and drank beer and had a good time. So Oh, I know what it was. Michael, when I offered to pay the water bills and things, he goes, no, I have an idea. I said, I think I'm going to change the name of this podcast from freestyle to I have an idea. Because those are the four words that get me in the most trouble and cause me the most work. I have an idea about Santa in the parade. I have an idea at work. I have an idea. I invent more projects just out of some random idea. And while a lot of them are fun, a lot of them just... I like Craig's little catchphrase podcast name, Look What I Found. But I think I'm going to change mine to I have an idea. So here was my idea. Michael texted me. Some of you may be aware, Clinton is at, Clinton from Comedy Forecast, he's at Podcast Movement, which to me sounds like something you need a laxative for, but I would not have named my conference anything movement. He's down there, and Michael texted me. He said, hey, did you get any invitation to this thing? I said, no. Didn't really care. Well, I know a few people that are there. If I had an invitation, I wouldn't have gone because DragonCon's less than 2 weeks away. Clinton is going to both. I cannot. I have a daughter to bring to college. I have, many things on the plate. And in light of this acquisition, it was probably a wise move. As it is, I'm already burning the candle at both ends on this training course. So he said, I'm a little hurt that I wasn't invited. I said, don't look too much into this, man. It could have been a technical oversight. Somebody could have, lost half of a worksheet in Excel. It could have been, we don't know that it's intentional or malicious or whatever. Yeah, there's a lot of old-timers there, and we're among the old-timers, but don't take it personally. It could have been anything. He goes, yeah, you're probably right. I said, besides, if we want, we can start our own. Oh, good Lord. That was just a bad idea. He starts texting back and saying, I said, I could MC because I have a tux. And he said, I've got a PA system and microphone and all. I could do the audio gear. And before we know it, we're starting down that troubled road of we've invented a new project. And I said, stop right there. I don't need another project. He said, neither do I. So we will not be doing a podcast anything Arizona in the near future. Maybe in the way future, maybe we will. All right. I have been going on for a while. I am going to save my last bullet item. Oh, wait, no, I got to tell you real quick. The IRS called this week while I was out. Yeah, that fraud call, don't be fooled by this. It is a recording. They called four times, and I played each one in succession. It's exactly the same time, exactly the same message. They don't mention your name. Hi, this is Edward Bernadez from the Tax Department at Internal Revenue Service. We have been informed that there is a court case against your tax. Just the way he said tax was enough of a giveaway. Not that I'm saying that everybody at the IRS speaks with a perfect Midwest accent. I don't either. So I don't work there. But there has been news about this fraud. If you are listening, I know that we have a lot of Canadian listeners. Don't need to worry about this. But don't fall for this. The IRS does not call people on the phone. It is a scam. If you haven't already heard the news, I'm just trying to pass along to those who may not have. So don't be fooled. You are not going to court. You are not being audited. There is not a tax case. If you do, you will get an official letter in the mail from the IRS with a number to call. Do not fall for this. So that's my friendly safety thing for today. What was that? Nuchas explained her podcast setup and rig and editing and all that stuff. So I'm going to save that for tomorrow because I am almost at 20 minutes. Thank you very much. I'll try to think up another intro tomorrow instead of dun-dun-dun. Maybe I'll even find something and put it on the sound pad. I kind of like that can top. Very subtle, very quick, but you know exactly what it is. And I've got Melissa's intro song stuck in my head every day. Thank you. I can do it back with other songs. So until next time, thanks for listening, and 101.